preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
I can plow a field all day long.
You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon. I'm your host, James Kelso, for a two-hour Sunday show, 3 to 5 p.m., or 3 to 5 Central Time, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. It gives us 2 hours time for you to get a call in at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And today's May 31st, last day of May. Tomorrow, June 1st. My goodness. June 1st. Woo-wee. Now, a lot of things, I believe, a lot of things are supposed to come out from the stupid, dumb, asinine lockdown, I think, on June 1st. Let's hope plenty of things open up. And let's hope people, you know, one of the things that's holding us back right now, the lockdown from the governors is one thing. But the panic, the hysteria generated by the lamestream media has actually got people afraid of this flu, which is utterly harmless to all of them. If you're 80 years old, let's put it this way. For those listeners out there that are 80 years old, have COPD, I can't even remember what it stands for. Some P, I think, stands for pulmonary. Have emphysema, are morbidly obese, you've had a stroke or a heart attack, and you have diabetes. For you, none of my words apply. And if you live in a tightly packed in a, what do they call it? An old folks' home. You live tightly packed in one of those places with a bunch of underpaid staff from around the world, then there's something to worry about with this flu. But guess what? That was true last year, the year before that, the year before that, and the year before that, and the year before that, and it'll be true next year and the year after that, and the year after that, and the year after that. For all the rest of you, this whole thing has been a hoax. And on the very first show, what did I say? We have been, what was my verb, ladies and gentlemen? Hosed. We've been hosed. Donald Trump got hosed by the Fauci crowd, the CDC crowd, the NIH crowd, the Nurse Ratchet, Debbie Birx's crowd, the medical dictatorship mafia that operates around the world. They've been quietly, quietly extending their tentacles all around the world, taking over the medical establishment in every country. And that's one reason. Ask yourself the question, why was there a lockdown? Why did we do something this year we've never done before in the long, long history of the European people? Why did we do something we've never done before? We've never even come close to doing it. We never even thought of doing it. Why this year? The answer is that deep state medical tyranny bureaucracy. They saw that they've been setting up for this. They've been waiting for this. They've been itching for this. And they all looked at each other and said, okay, go. They marched into Donald Trump's office and Boris Johnson's office and every president, prime minister in the world, and announced the end of the world. The sky is falling. The worst disease in the history of the world. You, sir or madam, will be guilty of the deaths of millions upon millions of people, bodies stacked like cordwood in the street. Not enough horses or wagons to cart them off. Not enough people to bury them. You will be responsible for that unless you immediately do what? What do I have to do? Shut the whole damn economy down. The whole damn economy. Just temporarily, just shut it down for a little while. Then these lying SOBs, after all these presidents and prime ministers fell for that BS, then after they were shut down for 2 weeks, they said, oh, can we open it back up? No, it's worse. We've got to do an extension, 2 week extension. And then after that, wait, it's worse. It's spreading. Oh, don't touch me. Oh, don't breathe on me. Another month extension. Oh, yes. Oh, it's good. We got hosed. And thankfully, there are enough doctors, especially, because amateur ratchet mouths like myself don't, it doesn't matter what I think. But there are doctors, very highly skilled scientists and doctors who finally, with guts, who've come out to state it fully. The lockdown was BS. It wasn't necessary. Not only was it not necessary, that would be nice. If it were simply that the lockdown were not necessary, that would be so nice. But it's 100 times worse than that, because the lockdown is killing people. It is killing Western civilization. Yeah, killing Western civilization. I'd say that's pretty consequential. So, fortunately, though, there are people who are exposing that the lockdown is nuts and that it's suicidal. People like Dr. Scott Atlas, Dr. Knut Witkowski, and enough others, and they're actually getting on TV. They're getting on Fox. They're not getting on MSDNC. They're not getting on CNN, the controlled news network. I don't know what does CNC stand for anyway. To me, it just, I just controlled news network, CNN. Or any of the others. And then Fox daytime pretty much is just as bad as CNN. So anyway, but June 1st, there should be some things that open up. I'm up here in North Dakota, and it's noticeable up here. This is probably the least locked down place in the country, North Dakota and South Dakota. We probably escaped this BS better than anybody else. This is Trump country. Minnesota, I was just across the river in Minnesota just a few minutes ago looking for some lunch with some Patriot friends, and everything's closed. We're thinking, well, things are open on the North Dakota side, so we're just crossing the river. That shouldn't make much of a difference, should it? No. Everything's closed. Like a ghost town, just cross the Red River. So we'll take a look. We'll start off the show. We'll find some things here to launch the show with. The president's tweets are always wonderful as a starting point. Here's news. I don't think we've ever been able to announce that the president added. Let me look at it here. I think he added 300,000 followers in the last 36 hours. He's now at 80.9 million followers. I think the last time I spoke to you on Friday, he was at 80.6. And it might have been less than that. Point being, skyrocketing readership for Donald Trump on Twitter. Even as he is going after Tweety. He's going after Twitter explicitly, directly. Remarkable. Maybe they just don't dare screw around with his followers numbers. Maybe there are a couple people in there, and what would restrain Twitter from doing the worst? It might be that they're fearful. They're fearful that somebody in there might notice them. That's one of the problems that criminals have, like the left wing, is that when they're engaged in a criminal action, they don't know who might detect what they're doing and reveal it. Anyway, 80.9 million for the president, so it'll be 81 million tomorrow when we meet up again. It'll surely be above and beyond 81 million followers. And what does the president have to say to us? Oh, he tweeted 5 minutes ago. Oh, gee, right on cue. Thank you, Mr. President. And welcome to our audience. the greatest president in American history and the greatest leader in world history. That's right. I said that. And if you have another nominee, if you have a favorite of your own that you want to nominate as a greater leader in the history of the world, 800-313-9443. I'm accepting nominations. I'm quite a student of world history. I can't think of anybody. 7 minutes ago, the president writes law and order in Philadelphia. Now. They are looting stores. Call in our great National Guard like they finally did. Thank you, President Trump. Last night in Minneapolis. Is this what voters want with Sleepy Joe? All Democrats. Yes, all these mayors, all these police chiefs, all of these governors are Democrats in these rioting states. Not a coincidence. I love that. We know that the president is tweeting right now, since we got that tweet 7 minutes ago. So we'll stay tuned here. I'll keep one eyeball over here to see what the president writes. Here's another one he retweeted 1 hour ago from another great man, Tom Fitton, the president, founder of Judicial Watch. He says, Antifa has been engaging in terrorism and seditious conspiracy for years. But the FBI and the Department of Justice were too busy to care much. Their leadership engaging in their own seditious conspiracy against the presidency of Donald Trump. Glad to see that Attorney General Barr is beginning to get back to basics. Now, folks, that's a mouthful right there. That's quite a tweet. And, of course, it was retweeted by President Trump. So disregard all those words as having been uttered by the greatest president in American or world history. Do you realize what he just said? He just said that the FBI and DOJ of Barack Hussein Obama is indistinguishable from Antifa. These are the street thugs, the communists, who have no problem slitting your throat, no problem beating up old ladies. Did you see that one of the old lady in a wheelchair that was being beaten by these street punks? Somebody actually fired a fire extinguisher right in her face. This is a woman obviously completely helpless and old in a wheelchair. And there are some faces, you know, in some of these deals, a lot of them have the stupid coronavirus mask on. It's been very convenient, this mask, for bank robbers and for Antifas and punks and street hooligans. Hooligan isn't even the right word, is it? Hooligan sounds too good. felons. The terrorists, that's a better word. But a lot of them are identifiable. And with facial recognition technology, it's a remarkable how somebody could be identified from 1 second of clean video online. Those people need to be prosecuted, as they say in the signs, to the full extent of the law. But I love what Tom Pitton says. But the FBI and the Department of Justice were too busy to care much. Their leadership engaging in their own seditious conspiracy. Now, seditious, what's a synonym there for seditious? Look it up in your Roger's thesaurus. Treasonous. That's what they were committing, starting with the top traitor, Barack Hussein Obama. And then everybody in his administration on down. Down to the people like Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. We're about, what, two tiers down from the top of that treasonous conspiracy. And notice I like Tom Pitton use the word conspiracy. Seditious conspiracy. Treasonous conspiracy. Treasonous plot. Okay, let's see. That's not enough to light your candle. Here's the president tweeting 1 minute ago. Go, Mr. President, go. I tell you. He says, get tough, Democrat mayors and governors. Now, of course, that's just a manner of speaking there. That's just a rhetorical flourish by the president, because he knows and we know none of those mayors or governors are capable of or ever will get tough with anybody. But anyway, he says it anyway, just as a formality. Get tough, Democrat mayors and governors. Then he gets onto this. He says, these people are anarchists. Call in our National Guard now. The world is watching and laughing at you and Sleepy Joe. Is this what America wants? And then with 3 exclamation marks, no. No, it's not what America wants. That's a beautiful tweet. You know, I mean, I'll tell you what, you know, part of the enjoyment of our president is just the brilliance of his rhetoric, of his written and spoken word, and his the visual. It's a trifecta. Great writing, great speaking, and great visual delivery. He's got it all. He's got the whole package there. A tweet earlier, I'm going to prior tweet. The lamestream media is doing everything within their power to foment hatred and anarchy. Perfect. As long as everybody understands what they are doing, that's what this show is all about. Understanding what's going on. That they are fake news and truly bad people with a sick agenda. We can easily work through them to greatness. It's all there. What a post that one is. My gosh. Here's another tweet, also 3 hours ago. The United States of America will be designating Antifa as a terrorist organization. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Yes. Folks, if you're working in Antifa right now, you need to be sweating. We'll talk about the bad things that happen to organizations that are designated as terrorist organizations by the United States government. We'll be right back.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Extend your life.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad Donald
Big
John Trump,
John.
That is. We're back, folks. And you can call in at 800-313-9443. Say, before I forget to mention it, something I noticed Friday when we last met up, and I didn't get a chance to talk about it. I think Friday night, this clown, Chief Justice John Roberts, what is wrong with this guy? Chief Justice John Roberts, in a 5-4 Supreme Court decision, votes with the liberals, against the conservatives, and votes against the South Bay United Pentecostal Church in Chula Vista, California, who had sued unsuccessfully in federal district court, appealed to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, very left wing. They were unsuccessful there. Then it went up to the Supreme Court, where they should have been successful. They were challenging the lockdown of their church as a violation of their First Amendment right to religious freedom, which it most surely is, that lockdown. But John Roberts voted, no, it's okay. It's fine with me. quite compatible with the First Amendment, shutting your church down. And people not compromised, like John Roberts, what a disappointment this guy is. He was advertised as a conservative. And here he is voting with the left-wing freaks on the Supreme Court. This would have been a monumental 5-4 decision for religious freedom and a monumental decision against the unconstitutional power of the governors in closing churches. Thanks a lot, John Roberts, you puke. You phony conservative. When it counts, you're a conservative until it counts. He did that on Friday. Other people like Kavanaugh, for instance, he cited in his dissent, he said, you know, hey, it's okay to open, big box stores can be open. That's okay. They've been open from day one. But you can't open a church. You can have a store packed with people crawling all over each other, which are total strangers, just crawling all over each other. But that's not safe. And members of a church who know each other, they're a family. No jam up of total strangers. I mean, are people well behaved in church or what, John Roberts? Are they better behaved in a supermarket or a big box store trying to shoplift big screen TVs? Well, apparently for John Roberts, yeah, that's okay. Shutting down the churches but keeping the big box stores open is just fine. Well, stuff it, John Roberts. What a kind of a fake conservative view. I just wanted to mention that. That was actually an important decision. It would really be reverberating right now. But John Roberts didn't have the balls to decide in the right way. What's wrong with that guy? Okay, so let's go to, let us go to the rioting that's going on. The president's commenting on it. And here's something I noticed on the internet yesterday. On Friday, you know, listeners to this show called me up at 701-317-5317. That's my number. Let me mute that right now. And to apprise me of some interesting stuff. For example, I didn't know this. George Floyd was a hardcore porno star operating under the trade name of Big George. So I thought, that's remarkable. I never heard that. Somebody had to call me to tell me that. Then somebody called me to tell me that Big George, porn star George Floyd, also was a hardcore criminal who convicted of assault. In other words, a violent criminal. And you can see in his pictures, he's very big, heavy, large person. So I did notice in the news, somehow it did get in, this other fact, the coroner's report. We'll talk about that right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Pick up where we left off, talking about George Floyd. Didn't know he was a hardcore porn star, and I mean porn star, and I saw it. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. I saw it with my own eyes, so yes, porn star. And a hardcore criminal, has a rap sheet as long as your arm, including violent crime, assault. And then also the other third thing, and the point I'm going to get to in a moment, is these things have disappeared. They have disappeared. Presto, changeo, gone. The third thing is the coroner's report, which hasn't quite disappeared as much. And that is a prompt autopsy was done. And the coroner in Minneapolis found that George Floyd did not die of asphyxiation. He died of an underlying coronary disease. Obviously, the arrest and the restraint did not help, but that happens over and over and over again. If you're a criminal and you're being restrained by the police, it's not supposed to be a pretty procedure. It is designed. It has to be. By necessity, it's a stressful situation, being arrested and restrained. So the and if you have underlying coronary disease and blockage, yes, you could stroke out, you could have a heart attack. And that's what the coroner ruled. So you're not going to hear much about that. But the two prior things I mentioned, that he is a hardcore porno star operating under the name Big George, and seeing it is believing it, and that he is has a rap sheet as long as your arm for violent assault. That's disappeared from the web. The point I want to make is I did a search for this after some of you listeners called me and alerted me to these things. I searched on my computer saying, you know, George Floyd, porn star. Did a search, bing, all up came all kinds of porn with George Floyd in it. Sorry, you know, you know, I'll forget it eventually. But try to do that search today. Try it right now. Search George Floyd, porn star. Good luck. It's gone. It's all gone. Unless you've got some kind of search engine I never heard of. They've deleted it. George Floyd was never a porn star. It never happened. Look, there's no evidence, right? The video's gone. His videos of himself, they're gone. And somebody made that all go away. That's a neat trick. Who's got that kind of power? So what does that mean? That means that your job and my job is more difficult now. We got to put the word out. Now, the president's doing the right thing. This discussion on these aspects of George Floyd, this is not something the president can ever engage in. He's doing the right thing, saying we have to honor George Floyd. You know, I give my condolences to the George Floyd family, and et cetera. The president's doing exactly the right thing in all these regards. But for the rest of us, we do need to intercept this notion that George Floyd is an American hero and that he is a tremendous martyr. Just this tremendous, oh my gosh, look what happened to this great American. No, he's a criminal, guilty of serious assault. And by the way, what do we know about criminals with long rap sheets? Were they caught every time they beat someone, assaulted someone, robbed someone? Were they caught every time? Do you know of any criminals in your circle of friends who get caught every time they just try to destroy someone else's life? No, they don't. And I don't know what percentage of the time they get caught, but I'll bet it is actually a small percentage. So a guy with a rap sheet as long as your arm, how many people has he hurt? Maybe killed. You know, when you assault somebody, are you making real sure, are you being very careful you won't kill the person when you assault a person? No. So how many people did he try to kill? How many lives did he wreck? So so much for George Floyd. And whatever the hell else was going on with those four cops, oh, and then also, oh, here's another thing that the audience alerted me to. The cop, I can't remember his name, the cop, the white cop, who had his knee on George Floyd's neck, is married to an Asian chick. I don't know what nationality, but this guy, if this is a race crime, if this guy's, he's married to an Asian wife who's now divorcing him. Okay, what's wrong with that picture? He's killing Floyd because he's not white, but he's married to a wife who's not white. Is it just me, or is something wrong there? And then the rest of the cops on the scene there, at least two of them, I think, are not white. Well, what's wrong with that picture? And then we get from this, and the president's doing everything correctly here, and saying, you know, the people who, you know, we want justice, justice for George Floyd, et cetera, and the arrest was done incorrectly and so on. The president's doing the right thing. But then he's making a very big, clear, beautiful distinction with all the left-wingers who are opportunists. They're using this. They use every event, everything, any event. They use it for their fanatical agenda of wrecking your world. And the president has a good tweet on this 12 minutes ago. He retweets a guy named Sean Corticon, who says, "We knew this moment would arrive. We are the calm before, during, and after the storm." He says, and then he quotes Reagan, "If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then?" That's a quote from Ronald Reagan. Very good. So the president's recognizing this is showdown time. And that was his previous quote. Get tough. Get tough. Let me refresh here and see if the president's got another thought to add to this all. Oh, wow. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in real time here. I was just talking about stuff disappearing. The president's last tweet. Let me hit refresh again. Oh, several tweets have disappeared. The tweet I just read to you just disappeared. It's unavailable. It says, "This tweet is unavailable." Now, I don't know what it means. We'll wait a little bit before we draw a conclusion. Possibly the president deleted his own tweet. I don't know. Is working on it. I don't know. So I won't jump to a conclusion. Let's see here. Let's find something else. There's one I wanted to read to you where he repeats something that's beautiful. And, of course, there was a rocket launch on Saturday. I hope you got to see that. Oh, was that magnificent. Oh, I think the president was standing right there at Cape Canaveral or Kennedy, as you prefer. Let me find this tweet where he says something again that he has said many, many, many times. And I'll just have to say it if I don't find it for you. But it is so great when the president says this about the press, and he makes the point. Here it is. He says, "Much more disinformation coming out of CNN, MSDNC. And he doesn't say MSNBC anymore. It's always MSDNC. Beautiful. What a touch. What a touch when somebody reads that and they notice, what is that, MSDNC? I never heard of that network. Oh. And by the way, the MS does stand for Microsoft and Bill Gates. Microsoft and NBC did some kind of a deal combining their names to make that network. MSDNC, obviously DNC stands for Democrat National Committee. Much more disinformation coming out of CNN, MSDNC, New York Times, and Washington Post, by far, than coming out of any foreign country, even combined. And then here's the important sentence. This is how many? Seven words, never uttered by any leader of America before. Unforgettable, timeless. Fake news is the enemy of the people. Fake news is the enemy of the people. He doesn't even say an enemy. He says the enemy of the people, elevating them to the importance they deserve as the the linchpin to the whole Democrat demon rat effort to destroy our civilization. I'm loving that. Okay, another tweet. Well, let me go back up to the top here and see what's going on. The action is hot and heavy, fast and furious here at the top of the president's Twitter account. Let me just hit refresh again. Boy, you could just sit here and just sit on your computer tuning in. The still says this tweet is unavailable, so we'll wait for the next tweet. Well, that moon launch was something. Elon Musk and has really got something going with that rocket. And I couldn't believe it. I've never seen this before. I don't know if it's been shown ever before. But apparently, as I saw it, he has a barge out there in the Atlantic. And when the first stage rocket is expended and then detaches from the second stage and payload capsule, it apparently, as I understand it, it parachutes down to the surface of the ocean. And I think it has actually a retro burn. I think it has a retro rocket on it. I'm not sure. I thought I saw a burn from a retro rocket. But that first stage has a landing tripod, which makes sense because I saw a rocket, a Musk rocket, standing at his factory next to the LAX airport last time I was there. He has one standing outside the factory, and it was on a tripod, like the kind of tripod you have for your camera. And so the tripod extends and has a spring action to it, and the rocket actually lands vertically on the barge. Can you believe that? And I think it's a robot barge. I'm not sure about that. It's unbelievable brilliance of technology. It's so American to see that. Stunning ingenuity. And now I don't know the status of the astronauts. I haven't kept up on them. Have they docked yet with the space station? A caller, one of you that knows what's going on, might answer whether they've docked yet. I know it was going to take them like a number of hours to get into position, a whole day to get into position. So I don't know if they've docked yet or not, but that's the easy part. Oh, okay, the engineer just broke in. They've been in this space station for 3 or 4 hours. Hallelujah, whoopee, yippee-yay, kayo. That's great. And that's the easy part. The hard part, you could tell it. That you could tell, you could hear the screams of excitement from the space launch engineers at their control panels when the key moments occurred, when the successful liftoff, the successful ignition and burn of the first stage, which I think had 9 rocket engines in it, something like that. It was just glorious to behold, not 2, not 3. It was like a cluster of 9 rocket engines. And then the separation of the first stage, those are and they accelerated to, at some point, I think they were going like 14,000 miles an hour. Some velocity way, way up there like that, with like 6 Gs on the 2 incredible super American patriot heroes that were in the capsule. Oh, my gosh. It was too cool. It was too American. It was wonderful. And the rest of the world saw that. That's us. That's America. That's Donald Trump. And do you realize that all these morons like George Bush Sr., George Bush Jr., Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, they all gave up on the space program. They all gave up on America in space. A bunch of chickens and cowards and losers. And unimaginative idiots, not Donald Trump. And he, in the little speech that he gives, there's a speech he gives here. Maybe I have it. Let's see. Well, here. Maybe I'll get lucky. I'll just break in.
And the ambition, as almost everybody in this room knows, was gone. There was grass growing through the cracks of your concrete runways. Not a pretty sight. Not a pretty sight at all. The last administration presided over the closing of the space shuttle and almost all of the giant facility that keeps so many people working, so many brilliant minds going. People were crying. They were devastated.
Wow. That was a lucky hit. I hit it. Bingo. We'll be right back.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
We are back, and the let's see, we were well, somebody mentioned, the engineer mentioned using the Wayback Machine as a way to research the actual past of George Floyd. And, you know, enough was seen. Enough people saw enough and probably copied enough that that won't fully go down the memory hole. But part of the strategy of the left is to make it disappear from the minds of enough of our people that effectively they've erased it. So if it's not readily available, if only knowledgeable searchers like yourselves know how to find the information, they're not that worried. They can survive that, the left, as long as they can keep it out of the eyes, away from the eyes of 99% of the population. What you and I do, they can just kick us to the curb, which is what they've been doing for a long time. Donald Trump changed that because he's not on the curb. You can't kick Donald Trump to the curb. He's got 80 billion followers, and he's the president. Oh, here's what he was just saying. I was just playing him. Here he is.
But now it's the greatest of its kind anywhere in the world, and will get greater and greater with years to come. I promise you that.
This guy means business.
We have created the envy of the world, and will soon be landing on Mars, and will soon have the greatest weapons ever imagined in history. I've already seen designs, and even I can't believe it. The United States has regained our place of prestige as the world leader. As has often been stated, you can't be number one on Earth if you are number two in space.
Nice. Nicely formulated. I haven't heard that before. And notice what he's doing there. Joe Biden, a Joe Biden space program would be what? Nothing. How can we ship all our secrets over to China? Joe Biden is so sold out to China, it's awful. But Donald Trump, he mentioned there, we're developing weapons, high-tech weapons and space weapons. He says, what I've seen, I can't even believe. It's that powerful. Wonderful. But it isn't going to happen without Trump. Those incredible weapons that will keep you and your children and your descendants safe ain't going to happen. Instead, that's going to be shipped over to China by Joe Biden and his son Hunter. And maybe they'll get paid $1.5 billion more for shipping all of that wonderful technology over to China. Thank you, Joe, you puke, and you demon rats who spawned Joe Biden and his puke son Hunter.
And we are not going to be number two anywhere.
I think he's talking at the NASA headquarters. So the people applauding are engineers, the people who are doing the stuff he's talking about.
Where is this more true than with our military, which we have completely rebuilt? Under my administration, we have invested $2.5 trillion. In new planes, ships, submarines, tanks, missiles, rockets, anything you can think of. And last year I signed the law creating the sixth branch of that already very famous United States Armed Forces, the Space Force. For every citizen who has eagerly waited for America to reignite those engines of will, confidence, and imagination that put a man on the moon, I stand before you to say you need wait no longer.
Will, confidence, and imagination. I love that. Remember that quote we shared with you in our last show, where Donald Trump asked in his speech in Poland, in Warsaw, July 2017, Krasinski Square, over the monument to the Polish freedom fighters who fought the Nazis and the Reds. Do we have the will to defend Western civilization?
Some folks call me a rambling man.
That's the question. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Good to call my name.
Oh, we're done? That was 2 hours? You're kidding.
Born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy.
You're kidding. That's the fastest 2 hours of my life. Okay, thank you, buddy.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.